hear me, Mr. Moyers? Mr. Moyers?
Hello?
Yes, one moment, sir.
Hello?
Go ahead, sir. Mr. Moyers is on.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Leo?
Yes, sir.
I don't know what we... First, I want you and Walter and all of y'all that's on this cocktail circuit to leave word where the hell I can get you in case I'm dead.
Right, sir.
None of your officers know. They just know you're riding around in the car without a phone in it. And don't do that way because you're too important. You just tell Walter and yourself and everybody else works for me that I don't know where I can reach them anytime I need them.
Alright, sir.
Now, I rather think that it might... You ought to give some serious consideration to making a statement in reply to a question tomorrow on the Klan. And it may be that we ought to talk about these pistol-packing shotgun night riders that shoot people driving up down the highway, and it's pretty good evidence that the Klan's mixed up in it. And we want to appeal to local authorities and state authorities to put an end to it. And it's got to be stopped, and the government's going to see as it is. And then we might ought to make a little appeal to the Negroes and say we hope people be restrained. We've got a law now, and let us try it, and let us have it work. Just as the night riders ought to be taking things in their hands, I hope that the people who feel that they've been aggrieved through the years could kind of also be restrained in their action. Not to say they can't demonstrate, or they can't petition, or they can't march.
Yes, sir.
But that they ought to likewise be restrained.
All right, sir.
And give some thought to that so you can call me real early in the morning and give me an hour or two before my 10 o'clock meeting.
All right, sir. I think it's a good idea.
I think that Hoover ought to prepare a statement. He ought to be asked to tonight with his people. As strong as he can, and going into any detail we can, we believe it is associated with these incidents, if we can, in either Georgia or Mississippi, or any others that they've been associated with. Without getting too specific, just say that we have evidence they've been associated with it.
Right, sir.
And we appreciate the cooperation we're receiving from state authorities. But the world ought to know that if these local constables and sheriffs and state authorities can't put a stop to it, well, we can, and it's just got to be done. We can't allow it. And that we ought to ask all of those who the law has passed to protect, give us a chance to put it into effect and let up just enough hell raising to restrain themselves enough and give us a chance to do it. Now you have to, got to get a little spirit and a little God in there and a little church, but you ought to have Hoover prepare you the basic statement.
Right,
you ought to try to check it out with Burt Marshall. Tell him, you know, I'm going to get two or three strong questions on it. He's down to Atlanta.
Right.
And I think that we really ought to be on record as denouncing both of them, but doing it in the Klan in a pretty tough way, and all extremists. And what did he say yesterday about extremists?
He said, quote, extremism in the defense of liberty is not advised.
Well, I'd just say extremism to destroy liberty is.
We don't believe the end justify the means.
That's right.
Yeah.
You got it?
Yes, sir.
Now, I'd get Hoover, and I'd get Burt Marshall, and I'd get yourself and Doug Cater. Let's work on this carefully and get a real state document.
All right, sir.
Okay, any other news?
No, sir. Roy Wilkins made a very good statement.
I thought it was superb on the television.
Good.
But you tell Walter now and the rest of them, and I just want them to lope off and nobody know where the hell they can be reached, because I may need you on a minute's notice.
Very good.
All right.
Bye.
Bill?
Waiting. Waiting.
White House?
Waiting.
Is this White House?
No, sir, this is not the White House.
Can you give...